Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Confidence Glow. I'm your girl Riley Hart, and if you're anything like me, you've probably felt that wave of overwhelm lately. You know, the one where it feels like there's just not enough time, energy, or space for everything you want to do. It can leave you feeling drained, stressed, and honestly, a little lost. But guess what? I'm here to tell you that taking back control starts with something really powerful. Setting boundaries. It's like creating a safe haven for your mental health. A fortress of self-care where you can recharge and thrive. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the world of boundaries, how they work, why they matter, and most importantly, how to actually put them in place. First things first, let's talk about what boundaries truly mean. It's not about being closed off or saying no to everything. Think of it more like a gentle but firm fence around your energy, time, and emotional well-being. You get to decide who gets access, how they interact with you, and for how long. It's all about creating space for what truly matters, your peace, your happiness, your goals. And trust me, when you set healthy boundaries, you start to feel a shift. Ever felt that pressure from people pleasing? You know, saying, yes, even when your gut is screaming, no. Boundaries help you break free from that cycle. It's like learning to say, yes, to yourself first, which then allows you to genuinely say, yes, to the things that bring you joy and fulfillment. Now, let's get practical. There are different types of boundaries, physical, emotional, mental, and digital. Physical boundaries deal with your personal space and touch, while emotional boundaries protect your feelings and vulnerabilities. Mental boundaries involve respecting your thoughts and ideas, and digital boundaries apply to your online presence and interactions. Remember, it's okay to have all these different types of boundaries. It's about creating a holistic system that protects you on all levels. Don't be afraid to start small. Maybe it's saying no to that extra commitment this week so you can prioritize some self-care time. Or maybe it's setting aside phone-free hours each day to reconnect with yourself and your loved ones in a more meaningful way. Every little step counts. Remember, boundaries aren't selfish, they're essential for your well-being. Think about that friend who always calls at the worst possible time, leaving you feeling stressed and frazzled. Or that project at work where everyone keeps piling on extra tasks, pushing you beyond your limits. Those are great examples of situations where clear boundaries could make a huge difference. You can politely but firmly say something like, I'm happy to help, but I'm already working on other commitments. Could we reschedule this for later in the week? Or, I appreciate you thinking of me for this project, but my plate is pretty full right now. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Let's talk about a real-life example. Imagine Sarah, who's a busy mom juggling work and family life. She often feels overwhelmed by the constant demands on her time and energy. She agrees to every school event, volunteer opportunity, and social gathering because she hates disappointing people. But secretly, she's exhausted and starting to feel resentful. That's when Sarah realizes she needs to establish some boundaries. She starts by saying no to some of the less important commitments, prioritizing quality time with her family and ensuring she gets enough sleep. She also sets aside dedicated time for herself each day to relax and recharge, even if it's just 15 minutes of reading or a quiet walk in the park. Sarah's boundaries allow her to feel more present, fulfilled, and in control of her life. So, remember this. Creating a safe space for your mental health is an act of self-love, not selfishness. It's about honoring your needs, protecting your energy, and living a life that feels authentically you. Start small, be consistent, and don't be afraid to adjust as you go. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. What boundary have you recently set for yourself or are thinking of setting? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend who could use a little reminder to prioritize their well-being. Until next time, keep glowing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.